Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to your Vibrant Health Solutions Radio Show. I'm your host, Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo, and each week we bring you cutting-edge information to help you restore, regain, rebuild, or simply build yourself up to vibrant health. Maybe you've been there before, maybe you've never been there before, and maybe it's someplace that you'd love to visit, like for me, Fiji. I'd love to visit Fiji, but never been there. Dream about it. Maybe that's what vibrant health is to you. Maybe you used to have vibrant health, but you've lost it somehow and you're ready to regain it. Either way, I've got information to share with you, information that not everybody is talking about in quite the same way, to help you see the situation about how to restore your health in a way that's different, in a way that's more effective, in a way that empowers you to move forward, to make changes, that informs you in such a way that you are ready to go and you are ready to find out exactly what you need to do to make it happen. So the topic of today's call has to do with your hormones and your livers, your liver, the crucial role of detoxification in hormone balance. You know, hormone balance is, I think, at an all-time high. I think it's epidemic. The number of people, the infertility, decreased sperm counts, erectile dysfunction, PMS, menopause, all those things that we think about when we think about hormones. And it's more than just that. Oh, and did I mention sex drive? How many people do you know that say, wow, I don't have any sex drive, I have no interest in sex anymore? Well, maybe you don't talk about that in your general conversations, but people talk about that when they come to me looking for help. And I hear it all the time. No interest in sex. I just have no interest. I've lost interest. I've lost that part of my life. So we are looking at hormone balances at an all-time high. And that's just the tip of the iceberg, because a lot of things that you don't even think about as hormone imbalance are actually hormone imbalance as well. For example, fatigue, related in general a lot to imbalance of the hormones, thyroid and adrenal, very much in common. You don't think about food cravings, sugar cravings, as a hormone imbalance. Yep, in fact, it's related to an imbalance of a hormone called insulin. You don't think about belly fat and brain fog as being related to hormone imbalance unless you've been to some of my classes and I've pointed that out to you. But indeed, belly fat and brain fog can be related to imbalances of hormones like insulin, thyroid hormone, and adrenal hormone. So you see, hormone imbalance is around us all the time, and it goes on. Leptin imbalance. You may not have even heard of leptin. Leptin imbalance is at an all-time high. Leptin is a hormone secreted by your fat cells that controls your appetite. So imagine if leptin's out of balance. Yes, you're hungry all the time. You eat, and then you're still hungry. The appetite doesn't turn off. Has to do with a condition called leptin resistance. Hormone imbalance is at an all-time high. So what I want to do today is tie in the critical role of detoxification, because you may not have even thought about detoxification as related to your hormones. If you've done any sort of detoxification, and there are many on the market today, many books about detoxification, so I find it hard to believe you've not even heard of detoxification. If you have, no problem. You're probably relatively new to the health, especially the alternative health front, in terms of seeking out information about how to get well. No problem. But detoxification products are spewing up all over the place. Do type the word detoxification into Google and you'll find ads for many, many, many different detoxification products, liver cleanse products, bowel cleanse products, all intended to detoxify. Well, let's just start with a definition of detoxification and why do we need to detoxify? And then we'll tie in how sluggish detoxification and the need for detoxification can affect your hormones. So what is detoxification? Detoxification is a natural process that your body does every day. Every single cell in your body has some built-in detoxification methods. Your cells have the ability to take in the nutrients and the chemical constituents from your bloodstream that they need for their particular function and release back into circulation the waste products, right? Face it, there are waste products. You go exercise, it's really good for you, but it builds up waste products, metabolic waste products at a cellular level. We have waste, right? You have to poop every day. It's just a way for your body to get rid of what it doesn't need. You breathe in the air. There's constituents in the air that you don't need. You breathe it back out when you exhale, and you get rid of that. Okay. Some of that stuff in the air, though, that comes in that you don't really want, like a lot of the chemicals and the pollutants, they don't necessarily go back out when you breathe out. Those get filtered into your bloodstream, and those put a strain on the rest of your detoxification methods. So they're circulating in the bloodstream. They end up at the liver, which is the primary organ of detoxification in your body, but it's not the only one. There are cells aligning the digestive tract that help you detoxify, and every cell in the body has the ability to detoxify. It's just that the liver is considered and is the major detoxification organ. Second to that would be your colon, your intestinal tract, that needs to be filtering out waste because you're eating foods that contain waste. And then, of course, then there's your kidneys. So after the liver detoxifies and after the colon does its thing and things get into the bloodstream that maybe shouldn't, not necessarily shouldn't be in the bloodstream, the kidney is your final detoxification organ before you pee it out. But other things are detoxification organs. Your skin is an organ of detoxification. It allows toxins to flow through in terms of sweat. You get rid of a lot of toxins in your sweat, so it's a way to eliminate, as well as the other detoxification organ in your body, in addition to the liver, the colon, the kidneys, the skin, it's your lungs. Like I said before, when you inhale and then you exhale back out some of the waste products. Like I said, though, it's not as effective as, say, the whole process. So we've got that built in. We're going to focus a little bit on, well, focus on the colon and the liver, but mostly on the liver since it's the major organ of detoxification and it's most connected to your hormone balance. You see, when there are toxins in the blood, your liver has this whole fancy setup for filtering those toxins in. So the blood comes into the liver, and the first thing it does is goes through something called the phase one liver detoxification. And basically, your body takes those toxins that are entering, and it makes them more accessible to phase two. So the real main purpose of phase one is not to detoxify these hormones so that they can be eliminated. It's to prepare them for phase two, where some more sophisticated things happen to get rid of them. The problem is when you get through phase one, sometimes the toxins are more toxic than they were coming in because they've been altered in such a way to prepare them for the next stage, and they may be more toxic than when they came in. If all is going right in nature, the toxins come in from the bloodstream and they go through liver detoxification phase one, and then they are converted. They are usually it's combined with some water, hydrolyzed, to make them more water soluble, not completely water soluble. That's the job of phase two. Then it goes through phase two. In phase two, there is a sophisticated set of reactions. In fact, there are six different processes that happen in phase two liver detoxification. And I'll briefly touch on what they are. You don't need to know exactly what they are unless you're going through a deep tissue detox. What I do in a deep tissue detox that I run, that I do with the Raw Divas, with Tira Warner, she and I do this, and she has the Women's Wellness University, Women's Wellness University, and we run a deep tissue detox. Then I teach people a lot more about those strategies. We go into each of those chemicals, each of those pathways in a lot more detail. because we have a lot more time to do so. What I want to do is give you an overview and give you the opening so that you can do some further research and see how what you can do to take control. So the phase two is that the kinds of reactions that happen are glucuronidation, methylation, sulfation, and there's three others. So when you go through those phases, your body requires, I mention those because those are the most common ones and the ones that most commonly get backed up and the ones that are more related to your hormones. When you are going through that phase of, you want to go through the sulfation phase, you're adding sulfur groups. And the sulfur groups will tend to detoxify. And the reason I mentioned the sulfur and the sulfation pathway is there's stuff you can do to make that more effective. And that would be eating more sulfur-containing foods, like your brassica vegetables, your broccoli, kale, cauliflower, what's another one? Cabbage, Brussels sprouts, I call them mini cabbages. Those tend to be really important in that. In order for your body to properly go through sulfation and detoxify, what you need are nutrients, things like amino acids like cysteine and methionine. You need B12, folic acid, molybdenum, vitamins B6. Lots of things are needed for that. There's something called methyl groups that are required to help you through sulfation. There are even more methyl groups required for the methylation pathway. And some of those methyl donors, as they're called, are folic acid, B12, SAMe, methionine, cysteine, etc. Those are all really, really important. Here's the deal. A lot of people are born with the genetics to have a sluggish methylation pathway, meaning they need help with detoxification. They can't effectively do detoxification, all right? So if you're one of those people, and about 40% of the population are, they have a defect in the gene, what's called a SNP, a single nucleotide polymorphism, in the gene that helps. It's the MTHFR enzyme incident gene mutation that codes for that, making that enzyme. And when you have a deficit there, you don't make as much of that, and you can't methylate properly, and you can't take your liver through the methylation pathway, okay? And you need these pathways for the detoxification of your hormones, the detoxification of your environment, okay? When you make hormones, say you make estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, and by the way, women, you do make testosterone, just like your male counterparts, you just don't make as much. And by the way, men, you do make progesterone and estrogen, you just don't make as much as your female counterparts. In fact, progesterone is really important. In a lot of men, it's supplemented because it's low. It helps them with deep sleep. It helps them with a lot of other problems that they have with imbalances. So it's really, really important. Some of the other phase twos are glucuronidation, which you need something called glucuronic acid, magnesium, and your B vitamins in order for that to work properly. Then there's something called glutathione conjugation, and glutathione is this master antioxidant. You know how they say, you'll read in the paper, it's important to take antioxidants to help protect your liver, to help you protect you against cancer and heart disease and all. And they generally mention vitamins A, C, and E, right? Those are your primary vitamin antioxidants. But those are nothing compared to these master antioxidants like glutathione and superoxide dismutase and catalase. Glutathione is supposed to be the most abundant antioxidant in your body, and it is a whole phase in the liver does the glutathione conjugation. It adds glutathione to the toxins, to antioxidant, to detoxify the free radicals, to prevent the free radicals, to reduce it, right, instead of being oxidized. So these, it's really important nutrient, and it's a really hard one to get. And there's a genetic default called the G5, GS5 glutathione S-transferase is the enzyme that's coded that's really needed to create glutathione from its essential components. And a lot of people are deficient in that one. About 40%, 30 to 40% of the population is low in the glutathione S-transferase enzyme because of a genetic mutation. So it slows down the liver detoxification, right? And there's other pathways, amino acid conjugation, acetylation, that require amino acids and minerals and vitamins in order to detoxify. So if you're exposed to, say, heavy metals, say you have a lot of mercury in your teeth, you're generating a lot of poison, a lot of toxicity that your liver then needs to get rid of. And if it doesn't, and you don't have strong enough phase two here, what happens is these toxins get stored away. So let's give you an example. Estrogen. Take a sip of water. Let's relate this back to the hormones. We have estrogen. It gets secreted by a combination of your ovaries and your adrenals. Did you know that your adrenals also secrete estrogen? Small amounts compared to your ovaries. But I'm going to give you a little bonus here. When you go into menopause, that small amount that's done from your adrenals is supposed to kind of maintain you for the essential functions of estrogen that should go on a lifelong. It's protective against certain things. Bones, for example, keeps your bones strong. Take another sip of water. Sorry about that. So when you produce estrogen from, like I said, your ovaries or your adrenals, that estrogen travels around and it finds estrogen binding sites on the cells, and it binds to the cells and it does its thing. It is activated and does what estrogen is supposed to do. It does its little hormone game, and we don't have time to go into the whole milieu of things that estrogen does, but it's important. It's important, especially if you're a premenopausal woman who is trying to get pregnant. You need to have enough estrogen. It's important to balance out the levels of testosterone, so you need to be in balance. It's important for you to have good estrogen because other things can bind those estrogen sites. For example, if you drink water out of plastic containers, if you microwave your food in plastic containers, if you have composite dental amalgams, not the silver ones, those provide mercury to the system, but the composite ones aren't that much better because they provide various chemicals that are the inhibitors of estrogen. They're competitors. They look like estrogen. They're what's called xenoestrogens. And there are xenoestrogens all around us in our bodies. Xeno meaning poisonous estrogens. But the deal is this. The receptors on your cells for estrogen don't realize that that's a xenoestrogen. They're close enough. That's the way that our receptors work. There's a certain patterns on the molecule that it looks for. And these xenoestrogens bind to your regular estrogen sites. When those xenoestrogens combine to your estrogen sites, they take up the space on the sites, which means that regular good estrogen that's floating by sees that the sites, the binding sites, are full and doesn't bind. And what that means is because the xenoestrogens are inert, they don't work. They cannot do the function of estrogen. And so you may have problems. You may have problems with your menstrual cycles. You may have problems if you're entering menopause. You may have problems with hot flashes. See? You may have problems with bone development. In addition to the fact that xenoestrogens from the environment bind to those sites, when you use up your estrogen, so the estrogen has come in, it's been used by the cells, and then it's put back out into the bloodstream in a altered state because it's been used. It goes and circulates, and the liver is supposed to get rid of it. A particular phase 2 is designed to help you get rid of those extra estrogens. When it cannot happen, or when you have some problems with your gallbladder producing, if you don't have a gallbladder and you don't have really good bile flow, a lot of times you do not have that recycling and recirculation back to the liver to be eliminated, and then it can get reabsorbed in your colon. So there's all kinds of ways that these estrogens can get recycled. And when these used up estrogens get cycled through the liver pathways and they don't get broken down because you don't have adequate phase 2, you build up after phase 1, they recycle. And they bind to these estrogen sites, and they're the wrong kind. And not only do they prevent the good estrogens from entering, they have toxic byproducts in and of themselves. So it's really important to have your liver be good and strong. And you know what happens if your liver can't detoxify? It tries desperately to save you from those toxins, and it stores them as much as possible as fat. So you may be not eating too much, and you might be exercising, but you're finding yourself storing fat. Take a look at your liver. Take a look at your detoxification. If the products, the liver's too backed up, you're going to be storing a lot of stuff as fat, and you're going to be gaining weight, even though it doesn't appear you should based on your caloric intake and expenditure. Okay? So what's the solution? How do we help? Well, we help our bodies by eliminating the things that accelerate phase 1 at the expense of phase 2. Because remember we said that it's basically like there's two rooms. There are two rooms in detoxification, phase 1 room, and people just flow in. And phase 1 is really quick. It processes it. So say you go into the phase 1 room, and then you go out in the hallway, and then you go into phase 2. Well, what happens is if your phase 1 is accelerated and your phase 2 is sluggish, that there's too many people in the hallway. And when there's too many people in the hallway, the liver goes, nope, we can't have this many people in the hallway. Stores it as fat. Really, really sophisticated mechanism that your liver has. So what do you do? Well, the first thing that you do is look at how do you slow down phase 1? What are the things that accelerate phase 1? So some of the things that accelerate phase 1 are medications like aspirin, common over-the-counter medications, and caffeine. Caffeine is known to help you increase phase 1. And certain nutrients help increase phase 1. What you want to do is focus on the nutrients that increase phase 2 and slow down phase 1, or at minimum, the nutrients that increase phase 2 and don't do anything to phase 1. So some of those things are things like turmeric, dill, caraway, like really simple spices, and they help you to accelerate phase 2 and slow down phase 1. Taking glutathione precursors, and there's a number of products on the market that are that, but NAC and acetylcysteine, there's a product called Protandim that does that. There's a number of creams that you can put on that contain glutathione or glutathione patch. So increasing your glutathione levels, doing a liver detox designed to slow down phase 1 and speed up phase 2, like the tissue detox that I offer with Tira Warner, and also my green cleanse, which I'm doing next month. I have a 7-day green cleanse, and what we offer in there is the ability to do green food cleanse, green juices, green smoothies, green soups, or just greens that you eat. And we ask that we give you lists of the foods that improve detox and the foods that slow detox down, and ask you to start including those in your daily diet. So it's more than just going and getting some detox powder or getting some milk thistle, which a lot of people, milk thistle is great. It's going to protect your liver. It's an antioxidant for the liver. But it's not going to really do a whole lot for phase two. You need to be doing a few more things to help you have more effective phase two so that you can deconjugate your hormones and go ahead and eliminate them, the used up hormones, right? So that's important kind of stuff. It's not just like you read online, go and do this colon cleanse, right? Detox your colon and you take all these things and you take psyllium and you take various and sundry things that make your colon, like senna, that make your colon go and you eliminate through your colon. That's excellent. And I actually think that's a great thing to do before you even do a liver detox, to eliminate colons and effectively increase the movement through your colon. But it's not going to be enough in many cases. Especially if you're already experiencing signs of hormone imbalance. And like we said at the beginning, how do you know if you're experiencing hormone imbalance? Well, maybe you have PMS, maybe you have night sweats, maybe you have menopausal symptoms like hot flashes and night sweats and other things like that. Maybe you have low sex drive, maybe you have erectile dysfunction if you're a male, infertility, miscarriages, all of those things suggest that your hormones are out of whack and that you have problems. If you have fatigue, if you have excessive weight gain around the middle, you may be suffering from a hormone imbalance that can be helped. Not completely turned around sometimes, maybe there's other things you have to do, but starting with getting your liver balanced, getting a detoxification process going. And here's the deal. It's great to do a detox. It's great to say, well, once a year I do a detox. And that's awesome. And we do it once a quarter with the Green Cleanse. By the way, that's at greencleanseprogram.com, greencleanseprogram.com. And that's where you can sign up and join us. We usually have several hundred people going through this detox with us. We've put together quite a number of hundreds of people through it, and they all say it's life-changing, completely life-changing. And things they never thought were going to improve within a week. For some people, it's not as quick and easy as it just improves with the simple stuff, and they have to do some more. Usually that's the people that have these methylation issues, which is a good percentage of the population. So we, in the deep tissue detox, we talk about some of the ways that you can enhance those. But we also give you in the Green Cleanse a list of foods that enhance detoxification that help with that phase too, and nutrients as well. So what I'm trying to say here is you need to understand how your liver works, and you need to engage in a detox from time to time. I like to do it quarterly. However, there's something called everyday detox. It starts by reducing your toxic load, looking around your home and getting rid of the products that contain toxic byproducts, cleaning up your air, using air filters, cleaning up your environment at work, protecting yourself from the environmental toxins. And the biggest source of toxins happens to be your food. So cleaning up your food supply. I have another resource for you. I have a little webinar series called Shine, The Secrets to Happy Hormones, Invigorating Nutrition, and Energy. Two of the teleseminars have already happened, and the recordings are available to you. The third one is yet to happen a week from today, May 16th. Excuse me. So if you join us there, and you can go to drritamarie.com/go/shine, drritamarie.com/go/shine, that will take you to our sign-up page for that, and you can get on that and learn a tremendous amount about your hormones. But you want to be doing things that slow down your phase one, get off the caffeine, get off the alcohol, add nutrients that support phase two, like dill, caraway, turmeric, add some amino acids, make sure you're getting enough protein. If you're not, add some protein powder to it, easy to digest, easy to access amino acids. And join us for a detox. I really, really, really encourage you to join for a detox. It's going to help to balance your hormones. People have clearer skin, better digestion. So this is DrRitaMarie.com, and the cleanse is at greencleanseprogram.com and the DrRitaMarie.com/go/shine. Two excellent resources for you, and the shine is free, to help you to get your hormones in balance, get your liver detoxified, and get you on the road to feeling vibrant and vital like you've never felt before. Take care, and we'll talk to you next week. This is Dr. Rita Marie Loscalzo. Bye-bye.